Scoop. True stories that have made headlines.
'36. Remember the Alamo.
What are you going to do, Colonel Travis?
Sit and wait.
You think we'll hold the Alamo?
Don't you?
Yeah, I'd say we should.
You don't have to humor me, Captain Dickinson. Jim Bowie says I'm too inexperienced, too young to hold the fort. And he could be right. There's no one more experienced in warfare than Colonel Bowie.
What do any of us know about the Mexicans? We took San Antonio to Bahar with hardly a shot.
Oh, that's true enough. Well, I suppose we'll soon find out. Dickinson, your wife. I think she and the other women should leave Texas.
I agree, but you try and tell Suzanne that. Texas is her home now. We've lived here ever since we were married. The Mexicans invited the Americans to settle in Texas, she says. So they must expect us to stay.
Well, the trouble is, there are now 10 Americans to every Mexican in Texas. The state might just as well belong to us.
And that's what's worrying President Santa Anna.
Yes. If he can't get rid of us by introducing more and more restrictive laws, he'll chase us out with his armies. If the women won't leave, do they know what to do when the attack comes?
Every woman and child is to be marshaled into the chapel and told to stay there. Suzanne is taking charge.
Good. It's well barricaded. They should be safe enough in there.
What about Colonel Fannin's reinforcements?
Well, we haven't heard anything from him. Goliad Garrison could have gone up in smoke for all we know.
Except that we are the vanguard of the Texas forces, not Goliad.
We're going to need every man we can lay our hands on.
It's a pity about Bowie.
Yes, but he's tough. He'll soon be over the fever.
Well, I'd better go down and see how the defenses are getting on. There's a part of the wall that worries me.
You mean the area that's collapsed?
Yeah.
You'll have to bolster it up somehow in case Santa Anna's attack comes from that direction.
Hey, I can hear horses.
You're right! And men cheering. It must be Colonel Fannin. I knew he wouldn't let us die. Now come over here. We should be able to see them from the window.
The cavalry's here.
No, that's not the cavalry.
Well, what else could it be? The men would hardly cheer the Mexicans.
I don't believe it. Well, Dickinson, look there. Do you know who that is?
I don't think so.
Well, who else wears buckskins and a coonskin hat?
You mean Crockett?
That's it. Colonel Davy Crockett. Come on, Dickinson. We're going out there to meet him. I was never happier to meet anyone, Colonel Crockett. But what brings you to the Alamo Mission?
Well, Colonel, I guess you could say my belief in the rights of man. Those Mexicans are doing their best to kick the Americans out of Texas. I don't hold with that.
You're here to fight for us?
Well, that's about it. I raised my Tennessee volunteers so they could put the situation right. You people have lived here for 12 years and have put your hearts and souls into Texas soil. Now's not the time for Mexico to say you don't belong here.
Well, they don't exactly say that.
They say no foreigner can settle in any Mexican territory bordering on the country from which he came. Now, doesn't that apply to you? Darn it, man, you American settlers total 75% of the Texas population.
Now, that's why Texas was proclaimed an autonomous state last year.
Now, that's why President Santa Anna decided you must be brought to heel. Well, we're going to break that deadlock. I hear my friend Jim Bowie's here.
Oh, he's sick with fever.
Very unfortunate. Well, I'll get to see him in a minute, but just now, I want you to tell me what orders you have for us.
Orders?
Well, you are in command of the mission, Colonel Travis.
Oh, yes, but I wouldn't presume to give orders to Davy Crockett.
Why ever not?
Oh, Colonel Crockett, as one of the finest pioneers of our land, you've forgotten more than I shall ever know about warfare.
I may be 50 years old, and I doubt whether you are yet 30. But that makes no difference to the present situation. I shall be proud to serve under you, Colonel. Now then, where does the land lie?
Well, I have a map here. This is the mission. We felt it would be easier to defend than the town of San Antonio itself.
Yeah, I see you're right.
Now, here is the mission square. The people call it the plaza. And there to the right, the original convent building.
Well, that's where we are at the moment.
Yes. Behind us is the convent yard and in one corner, the church. We're using that as a sanctuary for the women and children.
The plaza is pretty well protected by its wall, but what about there, in front of the church? You're vulnerable there.
Yes, although there is a ditch, and we've built a stockade.
Well, I guess that's our position. We'll hold that area for you, Colonel Travis.
Oh, we can certainly do with your help.
Next. Could you withstand a siege?
No. It won't be long before we run out of food and water.
I see. Well, I guess we might be able to ease the food situation.
Well, it's the water that's our problem. We're supplied with water from a stream, which can be dammed from outside.
The Mexicans are coming. There must be nearly 2,000 of them.
Against not quite 200 of us.
Who's leading them?
General Antonio de Santa Anna.
So, El Presidente himself.
What's more, we hear there are another 2,000 Mexican reservists in the town of San Antonio de Bahar, just behind us.
Oh, I guess we got here just in time.
Now, come with me, Dickinson, and you too, Colonel Crockett, if you catch you. I'm going up under the wall to have a look.
Pretty dusk's falling, but I imagine we'll soon see enough. Well, they're still there, on the other side of the river. They've been there all night.
Thousands of them. Are the women and children safe, Captain Dickinson?
In the chapel, Colonel.
Good.
How have my men got on with that stockade wall, Dickinson?
Been working like beavers, Colonel Crockett. It should hold as a defense line now.
Good.
There he is, General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna, President of the Republic of Mexico. Do you see the banner flying above him? It means no quarter, no surrender, no mercy. And there's not a Mexican soldier who doesn't understand what that means.
There's only one thing in our favor. We can see every darn Mexican on the plane. That red uniform of theirs is pretty outstanding.
Isn't that a... Hey, it's a white flag.
A surrender flag. Well, he must be mad. No one's fired a shot.
Oh, he wants to parley. I'll send someone out there to talk to him.
And if it's a trap?
If it is, one or two men might die. If it's not, we could save the entire garrison.
Well, the point is who?
I'll go, if you think it'll do any good.
Oh, I'd prefer to send a single man.
I'd like to go.
Very well. Take Sergeant Benson with you. You know what to say?
No surrender.
That's it, Captain. No surrender.
As you say, Colonel.
Well, Colonel Crockett, have I done the right thing?
There was nothing else you could have done.
Well, you've seen so much of this kind of fighting. I'd have thought you'd have had enough of it. What really brought you here, Colonel?
I thought I had had enough. Believe me, it's all right when you're young. I started when I was 27, fighting the Creek Indians. But 9 years later, I was a United States congressman. I guess I'd be one still if I hadn't been defeated. Then I heard what was going on down here in Texas. Couldn't stand for that, so I dusted off my coonskin cap and buckskins. And here I am.
Nothing better could have happened to us. Oh, there goes Dickinson.
Better stand by your guns in case it's necessary.
Stand by the guns!
Stand by the guns!
Stand by the guns!
I wish I knew what had happened to Colonel Fannin. He must have got our message by now. It's days since we appealed for help.
He might not have received the message. Are you sure your man got through?
Well, there's no reason why he shouldn't. The Mexicans weren't here when he left. Oh, look! The general's riding out to meet Dickinson.
Who's that woman coming towards us along the catwalk? She's asking for trouble.
Oh, that's Suzanne Dickinson.
The captain's wife.
Yes. Have you ever tried to drive a mother hen away from her chicks? That's what she was like when I told her the women must leave the Alamo. I was wasting my time. She's quite the Crockett! Dickinson and Santa Anna have met.
That means we must stand by the fire.
Colonel Travis, my husband down there in the white flag. Does that mean you're going to surrender?
Not if we can help it, ma'am. Now get back to the chapel at once. You have no business here.
I came to tell you that the first aid center is ready.
Keep down, ma'am.
My husband, I must see if he's been
wounded.
He's
safe. Now go quickly. I'm going to give the order to fire.
Yes, the woman will be afraid.
This is it. Stand by to fire!
Well, you'll be all right, Mrs. Dickinson.
Oh, yes, don't worry about me, Colonel Crockett. Worry about the men. There are few enough of them.
Open fire!
Open fire! Open fire!
You sent for me, Colonel Travis?
Yes, Captain. I want you to ride back to General Sam Houston with a message.
You want me to leave the Alamo?
This message must get to the general commanding the Texan forces.
But Colonel, you need every man you can get.
We must have help from outside, Dickinson. Only you and this letter can get that for us. Now, read it.
Yes, sir. Fellow citizens and compatriots, I am besieged by 1,000 or more of the Mexicans under General Santa Anna. I have sustained a continual bombardment and cannonade for 24 hours and have not lost a man. The enemy has demanded our surrender, otherwise the garrison is to be put to the sword if the fort is taken. I have answered the demand with cannon shot, and our flag still waves proudly from the walls.
Read on, Captain.
I shall never surrender or retreat. Then I call on you in the name of liberty, of patriotism, and everything dear to the American character to come to our aid with all dispatch. If this call is neglected, I am determined to sustain myself as long as possible and die like a soldier who never forgets what is due to his own honor and that of his country. Victory or death. Signed, William Travis, Lieutenant Colonel Commanding.
Well, Dickinson, will you take it for me?
My wife, sir?
I can only say that whatever may happen to us, I doubt if any harm will come to the women.
Well, why ask me?
Because there is no one else I can trust.
Very well, Colonel. I'll go. When do I leave?
This evening, as soon as it's dark.
We'll never hold them, Parker.
The men are doing their best. They haven't rested since the attack began.
I know the Mexicans are like ants. You think... Sergeant! Over there! There's a ladder against the wall.
Keep firing, Tennessee!
We've got to keep them off the walls!
Reinforce the wall, Lieutenant Bolton!
Whatever happens, we must keep them off the wall.
We'll hold them. When Houston comes, he'll...
No word yet?
No.
Oh, another scaling ladder. Grab hold of it. Help me push it away.
I'm with you.
It's going over.
Crockett, watch that man. He's got a bayonet.
I've got him. Grab the ladder.
I got it.
Push.
Here goes. The ladder's moving. Now hang on to the wall. The ladder's going.
So that was the end.
Crockett, there's Santa Ana himself.
Which means it's the main attack. We've got to hold it. I'm going to get back to the stockade.
See you later. I'm going to hold a parapet over there, on the corner of the plaza.
Good luck, Travis. Hold on, Tennessee volunteers. Whatever happens, stand by Colonel Travis.
Nightmare, General. I could hear Colonel Travis shouting. They're inside the walls, and then it seemed that every Texan in the Alamo was struggling to prevent Santa Ana from entering the plaza.
Heavens.
I saw it all, General, from the entrance to the chapel.
Nearly 200 men killed.
The whole garrison.
Colonel Travis?
Killed as he fired down at a group of Mexicans. They say he died instantly.
And Colonel Crockett?
He must have killed almost 100 men before a lieutenant struck him down with his sod.
I can't believe it. Fannin was supposed to have...
Oh, well, what does it matter? It's too late to save them now.
What happened to Jim Bowie?
He's dead, too. He'd been sick with a fever for several days and was still in bed when the Mexicans found him.
Mm-hmm.
As they stormed into the sick room, he was waiting for them, a pistol in each hand. He killed two before the others stabbed him with their bayonets.
And you, madam, how did the president treat you?
Oh, courteously. I only wish his men had behaved in the same way. I saw several shooting at dead bodies that lay in the plaza.
Do you know where Santa Ana is now?
About 4 miles away, I guess.
Only 4 miles?
What do we do, General Houston?
Do, Lieutenant Hastings? Retreat.
But that's exactly what Santa Ana wants.
Are you questioning my orders, Lieutenant?
No, sir. I only thought we
you
should...
You may leave this thinking to me, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Kindly tell Major Lawton to prepare the camp for retreat in half an hour's time.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mrs. Dickinson, you've been through a great ordeal, but at least we now have a pleasant surprise for you.
Surprise?
Yeah, just look through that window. Someone is crossing the parade ground that I think you might know.
Fred!
Yeah, your husband, Captain Dickinson.
Oh, General Houston, I knew he'd be all right. Colonel Travis thought he might be dead, but I knew.
Come in, Dickinson.
Fred!
Suzanne!
Oh, my dear. My dear.
Oh, I never thought we'd meet. Well, I beg your pardon, sir.
Well, I can appreciate your feelings.
Thank you, General. I understand where to retreat, sir.
Yes. As you know, Gonzales is only a temporary camp. Totally unfitted for any large-scale defense. We know the size of the Mexican army, about 4,000 at least. And we can't hope to hold Gonzales against it. I've decided to retreat to the Lavaca River.
So far?
I've ordered Colonel Fannin to leave Goliath and meet us there.
If he obeys your orders.
As you say, Captain, if he obeys my orders. But I think this time he will. He has to. Anyway, we shall be traveling light to start with. I should give orders to throw our cannons into the river and...
What if we need them?
We won't need them. By the time we get the river between ourselves and General Santa Anna, we shall have the advantage.
And the woman and children?
Well, I have such faith in our ability to destroy the Mexicans once we reach La Vaca that I'm prepared to take the women and children with us, Mrs. Dickinson.
Do you realize the sort of country we should be crossing, General Houston?
I do, Captain. Sandy, unhealthy, and infested with mosquitoes.
We can go on, General.
Can't, Captain Dickinson. Why ever not?
Because we can't move. This rain hasn't stopped for 3 days, and some of the wagons are completely bogged down in mud.
Then we must either manhandle them or leave them where they are. I'm determined to reach the Sabine River if it kills me.
And then, sir?
The town of San Felipe, we shall start intensive training. Only when I'm satisfied with the standard of the army shall I allow it to meet the Mexicans.
If they give us time to train.
They will. I understand they made a slight detour. Did you know that?
No, sir. I don't think I've heard.
They've been to Goliad.
Where Colonel Fannin was?
Where Colonel Fannin was shot a few days ago.
How? Why?
While we were expecting him to join us of La Vaca River, he was busy surrendering to General Santa Anna. A bloodless surrender. Not a shot was fired.
You said the colonel was killed?
Yeah, he was. General Santa Anna repaid his surrender by having him and every one of his men shot dead in cold blood.
I see.
So now do you realize why we have to push on? We've got to fight the Mexicans. We've got no alternative. So let us do it with courage and determination.
General Houston, I'm sure the retreat is necessary, but some of your officers are wondering if it's wise to draw the Mexicans so far into Texas.
Well, at the moment, we're working in the dark. So I'd be glad if you'd give them this message. If I err, the blame is mine. You'll remember the words. If I err, the blame is mine. Magnificent, magnificent. Where did they come from?
I'm not at all sure, sir. There was a note attached to one of the cannons from an admirer.
An admirer, eh? Well, that's the sort of gift I enjoy receiving. Where's Captain Dickinson?
A messenger has come in from the river. He's gone to see if there's any news of the Mexicans.
Excellent. How much iron would you say we have about the camp, Lieutenant Hastings?
Iron, General?
You completely stupid. We're going to use it as ammunition for my cannons.
Well, of course. I'll go have a look.
Ah, Dickinson, what news?
The Mexicans across the river, General.
I thought it wouldn't take them long. Just as well we moved to Harrisburg. How far away are they now?
That's the trouble. No one's quite sure. Spies tell us there are at least 10 miles away, floundering about in the marsh country.
Well, I guess that figures. They won't know anything about that part of the world. Perhaps it would be as well if we were to...
Attack, sir?
Don't hurry me now. Let me think. The Mexicans don't know conditions in the marsh country, do they?
No, sir.
But we do. Yes. I think we'll leave the camp here and march back to meet them.
Tonight?
No, Lieutenant Hastings. Tomorrow morning. Bring the spies to me, Dickinson. I want to learn all I can about the Mexicans' positions. Well, so far, so good.
When do we attack, sir?
We wait for them to make the first move. Yeah, this grove of trees is ideal. We'll have to cross those fields to get to us. I doubt if they realize we're actually here.
General Houston, you're beginning to move out.
Good. That's how I want it. Are the scouts back from the river yet?
Yes, sir. They've destroyed the bridges as you ordered.
Good. That'll put an end to their reinforcements.
How soon before we charge?
Give them time. I guess we're outnumbered 2-1. Wouldn't you say so, gentlemen?
It looks like it, General.
Well, not as bad as at the Alamo. We should be able to cope with that amount. Find out if my horse is ready, Hastings.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's no point in keeping our presence secret much longer, Dickinson. Besides, I want to speak to the men. Do you reckon they can hear me from here?
I'm sure they can, sir.
Your horse is ready, General.
Good. Men of the Texan Army! Men of Texas! You know why we're here. Over there, across the fields, the enemy's approaching. Within the next few minutes, we shall charge.
I intend routing this General Santa Anna, President of Mexico, and his forces once and for all. But to do so, many of us will have to suffer. Some of us may die. Even if this is so, remember you will be dying for your country. Trust in God and fear not. Victory is certain. To horse, gentlemen. Let this be our day. We are avenging our brothers in arms. Remember the Alamo!
Remember the Alamo!
General, that Sam Houston is every Texan's hero.
My dear Mrs. Dickinson, one man cannot fight a battle on his own.
All the same, he can plan and fulfill a victory. Do you know what the people are saying? That Sam Houston must be the first president of Texas.
What do you say to that, sir?
Well, on behalf of my unseasoned soldiers, my friends who rode at my side against the Mexicans, I shall accept.
That is all we want to know, General.
So you do have something to do with this, Captain Dickinson.
I have indeed, sir.
I should have been happier at the thought of accepting. If our friends from the Alamo could have been here with us. Colonel Travis, Colonel Davy Crockett, and Jim Bowie. Even so, they have not died in vain.
They certainly haven't.
There's a rumor that General Santa Anna has gone to America.
I sent him to America, Mrs. Dickinson. I want him to meet the president of our country of origin. I want him to learn the sort of person a president should be.
You think President Jackson will let him go free?
I know he will, because I've asked him to. Too many people have died already in this unnecessary war, Captain. Now it's time to plan the future of this vast state of ours, and believe me, that will take a lot of doing.
I should like to propose a toast, sir.
Carry on, Captain.
A toast. To the future of this great land of ours, Texas. And to the man who'll lead us to prosperity, General Sam Houston.
Thank you, Captain Dickinson. And now let me give a toast. To us all. And long may we remember the Alamo.
Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.